Here in California, citrus farmers are cataloging their losses from a freeze earlier this week that destroyed much of their crop. Many farm workers have already been laid off, and social service agencies are bracing for a lot of calls. From member station KQED in Northern California, Tamara Keith has more.
It will be early next week before California's citrus industry has an accurate read on the damage done to frostbitten oranges, lemons, and grapefruits. But California Citrus Mutual President Joel Nelson says the outlook is bleak.
There's thousands of people out there cutting fruit and trying to determine what's salvageable out there. I'm very comfortable in saying at least 50% of the crop is now lost. That equates out to $500 million. That number's going to grow.
Officials estimate the damage statewide in all crops will likely reach $1 billion. Joel Nelson says the greatest citrus damage is concentrated in the San Joaquin Valley, where overnight temperatures fell below freezing for hours on end. There is one silver lining, according to Nelson. More than 85% of the citrus industry has crop insurance.
Now, that doesn't make you whole. That doesn't cover your costs, but it does help a little bit.
The situation could be much worse for the close to 14,000 people Nelson estimates will eventually lose their jobs as a result of the freeze. Field workers, packing house employees, truck drivers. Mark Grossman is with the United Farm Workers of America.
Without work in the citrus, workers won't be able to earn money to pay their rent and to buy food. So the toll in human suffering is going to be very great.
Grossman says the union brought in truckloads of food for struggling unemployed workers after the last big freeze in 1998. This time, he says, the situation could be worse because many workers are not eligible for government aid.
More of the workforce is undocumented. And many workers who used to be migrant and seasonal are now here permanently, and they brought their families here. So, it's why this time is even more urgent to ensure all farm workers receive relief.
State officials say illegal immigrants will be eligible for some assistance, like emergency housing, help with energy bills, and food giveaways. But they say federal regulations prevent the undocumented from receiving unemployment payments, food stamps, and some other services.
The state is offering basically help.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger at a luncheon yesterday didn't address how this aid would apply to undocumented farm workers, though he reasserted his intention to provide aid to farmers and their employees.
Not only financial assistance, but also when it comes to unemployment compensation, that we want to assist in that also. And we are also requesting help from the federal government.
In addition, farmer and Republican State Senator Abel Maldonado is proposing legislation to help farm workers earn a little extra income from odd jobs without losing their unemployment benefits. Food banks have been warned to expect a surge in demand. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.